Blog Talk Radio.
Where's that parking pass
at? Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 16th day of August of 2022. I'm your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I have a question. Where did August go? Where did the year go? Where did the summer go? I don't know. But something I've said for a few years, I want this time machine that you can push time back to, like, early June. Like June 8th or something. June 1st. Or thereabouts. Because then in that way you restart summer. And everything that goes with it. And if you don't like the heat, oh, you can always go inside. Some of us who like the heat do not like winter very well. And I'm one of those that don't like the snow all that well, unless it's December, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And in my mind, December basically starts right after Thanksgiving. Basically. Obviously, it doesn't ever start the day after, but basically, it's good that you're with us tonight, tuning in, and pray that you're ready to receive what God has for you tonight. And yes, the county fair is underway. I did go look at the midway, and then today went and got a couple of things to eat. I got me one of their corn dogs and one of the some of the fries with vinegar on them, and they were delicious with the vinegar on there, I will say. And they always are when you get vinegar on the fries at the fair. I will say this, though. I wish they were hot out of the fryer. Because sometimes you get your stuff from there so fast that you almost wonder, you know, where did they come from? But as for rides, they have a pretty good assortment, I would say. I still think we had better back in the day, like back when Play World Unlimited had our spot. What happened was they retired as a show after the 2013 season. I didn't know they were going to retire. But ever since, they've had this company called North American Midway Entertainment. And I would say they've tried to put on a decent fair. I I will say I miss Playworld, to be honest. They had a big super shot that I miss, which goes up slow and down fast. That zipper. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. Yes, I do really like the zipper. They had this remix, which was a bigger version of the Freak Out. And then they had the G-Force, which was bigger yet. And of course, they had your Ring of Fire, Freak Out, Himalaya. Rides like that. Zero gravity. Instead of Gravitron, they added zero gravity. Which do I like more? I don't know. But, I remember being, yeah, I always thought Playworld brought great rides with them. When they would come to Midland, they were based in Alma, Michigan, not only like 35, 40 minutes from here. And they always thought that Midland County Fair, as well as Ionia, kind of felt like home to them. And they always wanted to be at good quality fairs, which I felt like Midland was. Obviously, they felt like Midland was, and I've been to Ionia once on my birthday, which in the last year of Playworld. Another thing I loved that they had was the Bozo the Clown. I mean, I thought it was fun. And some people are scared of those clowns, and they get all like, "What's he doing?" You want to that? I say, you know what? It's the fair, and sometimes at the fair, it's not like anywhere else. After all, it's the fair, and so where else are you going to spend $20 on a certain game and win no prizes? I know someone who did that. I told you about that, Brittany, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, Brittany.
I think so.
Yeah, somebody spent $20 playing that game, won no prizes.
Do you remember that hat? That was $20.
Yeah, but you can probably get more than a hat than what you can spending $20 on that game and winning no prize. And winning no prizes. I had said before, in fact, today we were going by one of their games, and this lady who was running this certain game I had seen down in Ohio a few years ago, at a big indoor carnival that they were doing, that they had been doing in March/April. And she was on mic, and she was like, "Hello, sir." And I'm like, "Yeah." And then I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Yeah, you know, fundraising at the Water Gun, family Water Gun fun." And she's like, "Hey, you can win, be a winner. And I said, unlike at that ring toss game. And she said, "That one's not too far away at all. It's down a certain way." So of course, she didn't say anything else about that game because, she did recognize me. I remember seeing her at the past couple Midland County Fairs, 2019 and 2021. Of course, 2020, they I would have said they didn't have a fair, but they did. But they had a fair, but it was modified, and of course, you didn't have rides or any of that, and you know. But you did have like some kind of virtual thing, like where they submitted, you know, and different things, and animals were, certain animals were still there and stuff. Anyhow, that's going on this week in my county. Third week of August. That too, coming up. 22nd of August is, in fact, yes, as she said, it's her birthday. And, no, I'm not going to tell you how old she's going to be. Am I ashamed of it? No. But am I going to say it? No. I mean, it's only fair game. That's why I'm not going to, I'm not ashamed of it. But at the same time, I'm not going to say either. Okay. And so, so that's what I have to say about that. And so you know, we just keep on keeping on the things of God. And of course, we're going to be keeping on in the Word in a little bit here. And just studying the Holy Word of God. And of course, I thank God for the Word of God. I like to say, you know, we're nothing without God. I don't know where I would be with, I don't know, honestly, where I would be without Him. And you might hear people say, you know, how they made it without God, and they did that. And of course, to that I would say, well, how? Because honestly, the way I see it, we're nothing without God. You might say, well, how about a week without God? Well, your week without God would be like this. Instead of Sunday, you'd have Sin Day. Instead of Monday, you'd have Mourn Day. Tuesday, you'd have Tears Day. Wednesday would be Waste Day. Thursday. Friday, that would have been said be Fight Day or Fright Day, either way you want to put it. Saturday? Oh, yeah, Shatterday. So you'd have Sin Day, Mourn Day, Tears Day, Waste Day, Thursday, Fight Day, Shatterday. 7 days without God? 1 week. Don't try to do it. It won't be good for you. It'll hurt you. It will. Because, and I know I have seen that silly thing on Facebook before. Someone posted it. Then I posted it a few years back. And, yes, it's humorous, but at the same time, it's true. Why would we be without God? I know one thing. I would have been dead. And, certainly would have been dead. And I'm thankful that my mom was a spirit-filled, born-again Christian. And that we had a pastor that was willing to talk to us. You know, talk to her and tell her, you know, what she should do when, at those times in my life when we were going through extremely difficult things, extremely difficult choices had to be made as to whether I should have been allowed to live or been given a shot that would have put me to sleep and I wouldn't have to suffer anymore. And so, you know, I'm just grateful to be a part of the kingdom, because the way I look at it, I wouldn't have stayed alive without it. I wouldn't have stayed alive without God. I would have, you know, if my mom wasn't a Christian, you know, the spirit of death would have taken me out, because the spirit of death had came upon me 4 different times. Every time, it lost. God won. And that's something I thank God for, ultimately. And it could be easy to thank my mom, you know, thank Dr. Barclay and all the those of the church that have stayed with us over the years. But ultimately, thank you, Jesus, ultimately. Ultimately, it's Jesus. That's who I give the glory to, because it's him that saved my life. And guess what? He's doing miracles still today. He's still doing miracles. And I know that he's the God of miracles. I've seen him in my life. And I know I'll continue to see it. I know that for a fact. I haven't given up on him. He's not given up on me. I just keep trusting, keep believing in him. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Story of my life and how great God has been, and story of a God that my mom could not see, but she strongly believed in him. And I've seen so many miracles in my life, and I just know I'm going to keep seeing miracles in my life. And it's not one of those things where I have to say, I hope, I wish, will they or won't they? No. And I just keep my trust in him, knowing that it will be done for me. But whatsoever I ask in heaven in prayer, believing, it shall be done. And so I stand on it, continuing to believe, just knowing that he will do it for me. Amen. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about that book, how you can get that book into your hands. You get blessed. I want you to read the book, because I know this. It will be a blessing to you if you read it. So that's why I want you to read it and tell others how they can read it, how they can be a part. The other thing I want to tell you about is sowing into the Miracle Man program. The Miracle Man program, you're sowing seed into good ground. This isn't one of these, you know, like where you sowed along the path birds of the air eat it up. What are you doing? Like when we sow around the path, birds of the air eat it up. So around rock, but then it'd be like where the people receive the word with joy, but then after the time of testing, they fall away. It's also not like the thorns, where, you know, like the people receive, and they stay for a time, for a while, but worries, riches, deceitfulness, choke it, making it unfruitful. No, this is good ground here. And I thank God for it. And like those who hear the word and understand it. And when you hear the word and understand it, that's much better than what many of us folk will say, in one ear, out the other. Because that's another thing is, if you don't understand it, it goes in one ear, out the other. As they say it. But, nope. But when you sow into this program, you know, you're helping to change lives. People to get saved, have their destiny changed from hellfire to heaven. And so that's what they thank God for. And I'm not going to tell you what to give. That's between you and God to decide what you should give if you're going to sow a seed. And you can go online to paypal.com. You want to sow your seed, go to paypal.com. And in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, RYVERS. The last name is Shukla, SHUKLA. I want you to keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, for one thing. The other thing I want you to consider is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those, either way you want to say it, and either way you want to slice it, both of those capitalized. So please make a note of that, if you would so kindly do so. Now, the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is what it says. Therefore, my God is able to make all things abound toward ye, according to every good work. And another verse. My God shall supply all your needs according to what rides are at the fair. What? What? You said yes. Why did you say yes? No. The thing that you're supposed to say no, because the Bible doesn't say that. We'll try that again. My God shall supply all your needs according to the rides at the fair.
No.
Oh, according to what color shirt you're wearing. According to the color of your pickup truck.
No.
I'm sorry. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory.
Yes.
Not all these other things that I was teasing about. Honestly, not about those, you know, what the stock market's doing, what the price of gas is doing, or whatever, you know, whether it's up a bunch, down a down a bunch, whatever. Heaven's economy is not like that. It doesn't go way up, way down. Inflation, deflation, it doesn't do that. Constant. But you see, my God makes all, so supplies all money. Our God's the God of more than enough. He's not the God of just enough. If he was the God of just enough, then there would have been just enough loaves and fishes to eat, to feed everyone, none left over. There would have been just enough. So we serve the God of more than enough. And he wants to bless us. As long as we're, obeying God, doing what he asks us to do. And if you're not following his rules, if you're not tithing, if you're not doing that, you are cursed with a curse. But if you follow his wishes, laws, and commands, you're blessed. You're blessed. Amen. And so now I want to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. So you know my heart, you know my life, and you call me by name. My I live to say, God, you reign. You rule the night. You know my heart, and you call me by name. I live to say, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. You part the seas. You move the mountains with the words that you say. My song remains, God, you reign. You knew my heart. You know my heart, and you call me by name. I live to say, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. Hallelujah. 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 God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you forever and ever, God, you reign. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praise is dark. Love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. How my soul longs for you, longs to worship you forever. For you are my song and shield. Lord, I love you, my soul sings. In your presence, far beyond your wings, I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. How my soul longs for you, longs to worship you forever. For you are my song and shield. Oh, how my soul longs for you, longs to look towards the heaven. You are my soul and shield. these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, far beyond your wings. I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. I love you so much. Jesus, I love you so much. I love you so much. Jesus, love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you tonight. Thank you for every one of these listeners tuned in from around the world that would tune in to this broadcast from all these different countries, all these different walks of life. Some of these, Lord, have stayed up late into the night in these different time zones to study with you, to learn about you, to find things out about you. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for all these people who have tuned in over the years, that their lives have been changed as a result. Thank you, Master, for that you're meeting us right where we are tonight, whatever we're doing. That you just speak to these storms of life that might try to come against us. And of course, you know, as we live here on the planet, we deal with, you know, all these different storms of life. And I thank you, Master, that you are always there for us. Whenever you have a need, thank you that you meet that need, because you know what we need. And I thank you, Master, for that, that you are meeting all these needs that are represented tonight, that everybody is healed, that minds are made whole, that miracles happen on this show. When people hear this program, the Miracle Man program, it's an atmosphere of miracles, where miracles can take place, where that people hear this program and they receive what it is that they've been believing you for. Let these people tune in expecting for you to move. Jesus. What are you doing? What are you doing to my feet? What?
Don't sit on it.
It's just because you're sitting there. Hey, that was that she was being... She's talking about a purple foot. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, Master, I thank you for... that these people will... That all these listeners tonight, that they'll be able to focus on you and receive what it is that you have for them. And that they would just be ready tonight to receive what it is that you have for them. Thank you that I make my confession over this program tonight, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come in, more and more people will tune in. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In your matchless name, Jesus. Amen. And let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the word says I have. I can do what the word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Philippians 3. Amen. Philippians 3. And we'll see what all the Lord has tonight through the Holy Word of God. Amen. Philippians 3, I'm going to begin reading in verse 1, just giving you a second to find it. And I want to encourage you, those of you at home, whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. I read, you read. If I pray, you pray. You know, I sing you, whatever I do here, you do there. Amen. So be a part. Be a part. Don't just sit there and be a little spectator. Amen. I'm going to start in Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, for it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for these dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, those who glory in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks that he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, then I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for the executing the church, as for legalistic righteousness performance. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And so, somehow, pertained by the resurrection from the dead. It says pressing on toward the goal. Verse 12. Not that I have already attained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for this God has called me, for which God has called me, heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. If on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers. Take note of these who live according to the pattern that we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now I'll say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like therefore, my brothers, chapter 4, therefore, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. And then it says, I plead with Amorda, and I plead with Sandria to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal, and then it says, okay, fellow, help these women who have consided at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers. Their names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Yet let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Or as we say, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, to prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, it says. For the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at least you have renewed your concern of me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yet it was good for you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you, Philippians, know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I sent out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and rejoicing, except you only. And even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and even more, I am amply supplied now that I have received from Ephrodus the gifts that you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. And then, so you see what it's telling here. So what we read there is a wealth of things. This is proof, folks, that this works. This just obeying God works. It even talks about, you know, what it's, he says, you know, I'm, Paul even said, you know, I'm able to be content with having a lot. I'm able to be content with having a little. And he said, you know, I've had both. He admitted, I've had both. And then he says, I can do all things, not through my own power, no, through Christ who strengthens me. Through Christ who strengthens him. Me. That's what that verse says. And that's where we get that from. Nothing is impossible with God. For man, not everything is possible. But with God, all things are possible. Because obviously we know certain things are impossible for men to be able to do, for a human to be able to do. But with God, of course, all things are possible. And you see, this is why we trust God. This is why we trust God, why we have faith in God, why we believe in him. Because it works. this even said, God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And he'll help you. And honestly, God loves his children. He does. And then he talks about how he's went through, all the different struggles Paul does. And what you see here was this Philippians was a book with some very powerful scriptures in it. Like a few different ones in chapter 4. A couple different ones in chapter 4. That really set the course for good Bible-based beliefs. One of which says, through Jesus, I can do all things. And the other one is where it says, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. Like that verse that I referred to tonight. And so that, you see, folks, we read tonight, that's why we stand on the Word of God. That's proof that this Word works. It works, people. It works. Can't make this up. It's not a figment of your imagination. And there's people, we'll try to say, how were we actually, created? How could this God create the Word, the world? And they'd be like, well, we came from monkeys and all that other stuff. And be like, chill out, man. You didn't come from a monkey, otherwise you would sound like a monkey. Or an ape. You're not an ape.
Brittany is?
No.
Oh.
My point is, we are not apes, monkeys. We weren't created from them. Millions and millions and billions of years ago, like they try to claim, billions upon billions of years ago, and that we evolved from a certain species that couldn't speak, have you, and then suddenly. No, my Word of God says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We're talking about the earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep. The night. You have that week, creation week, and everything was created, including man. God made the dark, the light, and he separated the day from the night. Created the sky and everything and all that. And that was God that created it. It didn't just evolve. And so it obviously had to come from somewhere. And it was God that created it. Now, I wonder something. Why is it that when you have these big hurricanes and these big earthquakes and other big, natural disasters or even big, catastrophic electric disasters or whatever that happened, why is it that the insurance companies call that an act of God? Why do they call it an act of God? Is my question. Well, it's not God that does all that stuff. No, it's not. Now, God did, the earth did flood, back in the Old Testament, but then God created, used that rainbow And he made that promise that never again would he destroy the earth via a flood. He said, never would I. He said, never again will I do that. Will I destroy the entire earth via a flood? Is what. And he, and guess what? The whole earth hasn't been destroyed by a flood since. And I know this. And it's not one of these, maybe, maybe not, you know, whatever, however you think of it. How did it happen? Nope. He said, never again will I destroy the earth by a flood. And so, that to say that, whatever the insurance company is, when they say, you know, that's an act of God. No, it's not an act of God. It's called natural disasters for a reason. So they're just that, natural disasters. Things happen. But you see, what we read tonight is just proof that you can trust in God and that these promises that he gives to us, they're not void. They're yes and amen. Like what it says, through him I can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens me. It doesn't say except for. I didn't see where there was like this big limit next to it. No. I didn't see no big giant limit thing next to it that says like except for the it's not enough. What did she say?
What? How do you spell what you just said?
You don't spell it. It's not, because I made it up.
Yeah.
So it's not, so obviously it's not real. But nonetheless, says, I can do all things through him, meaning the Lord Jesus, who strengthens us. And so, it's through him. It's in him that we live. It's in him that we move. It's in him that we have our being. Not in our own, you know, ideas, our own ideologies, our own. That's all man-made. That's all man stuff, man-made stuff. And of course, people have different ideals and have you and try to have different hypotheses and but obviously, you know, I just keep on keeping on. And I just stick with the Word of God, with the Lord Jesus, whose promises are yes and amen. They're not maybe and I guess. Because maybe and I guess sounds more like possibly. And then the I guess is more like, well, if you say so. It's yes and amen. And it, you know what amen means, folks? It means so be it in my life. That's exactly what it means. So be it. And when we look at chapter 3 tonight, he was telling his kind of part of the story, you know, what he had went through in the beginning. You know, how he was circumcised. And then this Paul, who wrote some of these books, was the former persecutor of the church. He was persecuting Christians, persecuting Jesus. Then he had that big encounter where he fell down, you know, and what happened there. And then he says, "Who are you?" And then Jesus says, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." And then Paul had that great transformation, and he gave, you know, he got transformed through God. He got totally transformed. And and so he was going wild against God, and when he got saved, he was going preaching like crazy for Jesus and going everywhere, anywhere and everywhere that God would have him go. He would go. He even got jailed for it at times. But in the end, he thought it was worth it to go and be. He thought it was worth it. He honestly thought it was worth it to be, to give, you know, his life to Christ and to be going and preaching and doing everything that God told him to do. He thought it was worth it. And so, of course, I thank the Lord for all of you that have tuned in tonight to this broadcast. And I enjoy being on here with you. I enjoy all this. And it's just awesome. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that through you we can do everything through you, because you've given us strength. You haven't made us to be weak. You've made us to be strong. Thank you that you are the God that supplies every need that we have according to your riches and glory, that you are the God of more than enough. And I thank you, Master, that for what you're doing right now in the lives of these listeners. You know what they have need of. Thank you that you're healing their bodies. You're healing their minds. You're just, I don't know what everyone's circumstances are, but I thank you, Master, that you are right there with them, working on them, knowing what that you do know what they have need of, and that you're meeting all these different needs that are represented. And I thank you for that, for what you're doing. And I thank you, Master, that you are, that these people, that we would be doers of this word, that we would put this word to practice and not just be hearers only, but that we'd be doers. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And until next time, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to y'all next time. So long, everybody.